Module 6, Don't Avoid the Situation. Anxiety is not something we can will away, and it will not go away simply by ignoring the problem. You can only distract yourself for so long, and you certainly can't avoid the situation in question forever. While we cannot face our anxieties head-on during the first round, we can stop ourselves from turning away from them and accepting them as something we need to deal with today. It's okay to make a mistake. Mistakes are a part of everything we do, and can certainly happen anywhere and any time. But making a mistake is one of the main points that drive people to have some form of anxiety. People with anxiety feel that if they make a mistake, then they will be judged or embarrassed. They feel it will make the right impression. But even with these anxieties, we must realize that it is okay to make mistakes, and severe consequences will not always come from them. Sometimes we have to physically say to ourselves, "The office will not crumble if I forget today's status report," or "The world will not end because I spilled coffee on the copier." Reassurance, no matter how humorous it may sound, is one of the best ways to tell ourselves to stay calm after a mistake. Face the problem and move on. Mistakes can have a positive and beneficial impact as they are learning experiences. Make sure when a mistake occurs that we take something positive from the experience. No one is perfect, so therefore everyone makes mistakes occasionally, including you. Accept the situation and move on. One of the most important steps in managing our anxiety is taking a deep breath and accepting the situations that come before us. Once we accept them, we simply move on with our lives and do not dwell on them. When you're faced with being a team lead for a group project, your anxiety may be through the roof. But if you take a deep breath and accept the situation for what it is, you can begin to manage the anxiety feelings. You then realize it is something you have to do, and that the feelings you are experiencing may be uncomfortable, but certainly won't harm you or even last forever. Once you've accepted the situation and took control of the feelings that come with it, you can move forward and focus on doing a great job. Tips: always take a few minutes to let the information sink in. Look at the whole situation and what your role is in it. Look at the anxiety feeling you're having and try to resolve them. Realize what you have and move with that. Avoidance can cause a cycle of anxiety. When we start feeling anxious about a problem or situation, our first instinct may be to completely avoid it at all costs. But this action only hinders our progress to managing our anxiety symptoms, since it can actually make the symptoms worse. When we avoid a problem or situation that makes us nervous, we are training our mind to believe that there is some sort of danger or consequence associated with it, so that anytime you are faced with it again in the future, you create the same response. If we train our mind to fear these situations or problems that give us anxiety, then we are only creating more anxiety within ourselves, and it becomes part of a cycle of anxiety. The only way to end the cycle is to face the situation and symptoms and work through the feelings that come with it. Remember, anxiety feeds on avoidance. This makes our symptoms worse. Avoiding symptoms doesn't make them go away or disappear. The problem will not just go away, we can't avoid them forever. Identify the trigger. When trying to manage anxiety symptoms and feelings, it is important to take time and identify the triggers that cause you to feel this way. A trigger is a physical or emotional event or situation that causes you to start feeling anxious or nervous. Sometimes they are obvious, such as seeing a pile of bills on the table makes you anxious about money. Others may not seem as obvious, and the basis of them can't be identified yet, such as tensing up when you get into a crowded elevator. The simplest way to identify a trigger is to write down events that you normally feel anxious about or nervous when faced with them, and then listing what kind of symptoms they cause and how intense. Many worksheets, charts, and exercises are available to help identify triggers and symptoms. Use the worksheet included with this section to identify some of your triggers and how you can work through them. Case study. Drew was part of a training group that was responsible for training new employees. They held several orientations a year that included slideshow presentations and reviews of the company manual. The idea of public speaking or reading aloud made Drew extremely nervous, so he was normally in charge of creating the slideshow and working behind the scenes. However, another employee had called in sick, and the other members needed Drew to read a large passage from the employee handbook about dress code. Drew continually denied and tried to avoid the other members, which only made his problem worse. When they couldn't find anyone else to do it, Drew decided he couldn't let the team down and needed to step in. He was afraid of making a mistake in front of everyone, so he tried to prepare himself and calm his anxious feelings. Halfway through the passage, he mispronounced a word and froze. While there were a few giggles from the audience, Drew continued on and managed to finish the passage. He now knew he could in fact speak in public and read aloud without suffering any physical harm or consequences.